Lucius Power Make Up. Created by Opal Song. So this year I'm doing magical girl AUs of various things, and I'm just gonna meta them a bit. And yeah, of course I chose to do a Final Fantasy 15 one, because guess who would be the guess who basically is a magical girl? The king of freaking insomnia. The king of Lucius. Nocte. But you know what would be extra hilarious is if one of the other guys was also or was a magical girl. And I feel like the instinct here is to make it Prompto, to just like lean into that he is sort of the other and he is actually kind of like a Sailor Moon or Sailor Venus type and has been bouncing around insomnia, like defeating shadow monsters. And Nocte knows that there's this like Sailor Venus, but he doesn't know who it is. And separately, he and Prompto are becoming friends and all of that sort of thing. And I feel like that's the instinct there. I think it would be extra hilarious if instead of Nocte or Prompto, it was like Iggy, who was the magical girl. And since he's not from Insomnia, he's been there for quite a while, but since he's not from there, this is not like a known thing. And it's passed down his family line. So his parents know about it. And every so often he goes home and they give him training and whatever, but mostly he's, you know, hangs out in Insomnia. And that could have been the reason that he was sent to Insomnia in the first place. Yeah, because there was like an infestation or something, or maybe his uncle had also been a magical girl at some point and could continue his training. And so, yeah, he's the one jumping around and not telling the prince about it because like hardcore secrecy is the thing. And he feels guilty about not telling his prince and for being out at odd hours and that sort of thing. But yeah. But he does it anyway because that's what you do when you're a Sailor Venus type. And Nocte once again knows and is all like, ah, who is this person that is like defeating all of these monsters in the city, etc., etc., etc. Oh, you could even make it tragic and say that Iggy was just come into the city because of the infestation when Nocte got attacked when he was a kid. And that was, Iggy feels like it was his first failure. So he feels like he needs to be better constantly. Oh, Iggy. Anyway, obviously there's going to be a dramatic reveal sort of in game canon era at some point when they're on the road and maybe they're surrounded by monsters or they're in the tomb of an ancient king and there's just like shadow demons everywhere and they're completely out of potions and all of the magic is dry, like just everybody's been used up and all of the astrals aren't responding to Nocte and it really looks like they are going to die and Iggy breaks and transforms into whatever his magical girl form is. And suddenly all is revealed. And also there's a sparkly magical girl transformation sequence that amuses the guys to no end. The end. Happy holidays, Akadievna.